We started off strong.
We started off with a bang.
You would have thought we had $1 million budget.
Yeah.
The way we would start off, it was quick. It was, we had everything down to a T. I think it was it like a year in or six? Was it even that long?
How long did it take to film?
Well,
from we started shooting in, was June or July of 2015.
It was June. I remember.
The movie premiered in February 2019.
Yeah, I remember. I went to it.
And we were still shooting
like maybe a few months before that.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Solid 2.5 years.
It was like four.
15
almost,
to well, 19?
Yeah, almost 4 years.
Yeah.
Almost four.
Did you guys take breaks?
Well, it was definitely breaks, but it wasn't like
it wasn't planned breaks. It wasn't on purpose. It was like circumstantial breaks.
It was circumstances like we June, July, August, September. We shot June, we shot summer, July.
Yeah, that's when we were rolling.
August, September. Mm-hmm. The last thing we shot in September was when we shot Dorothy and Brian scene.
Oh, yeah, at the park.
That was September.
Mm-hmm.
So then scheduling, but then I had my youngest daughter, my wife was pregnant at the time. So she was born in October of 2015, right? Because I remember we was trying to schedule something mm-hmm. around that time, and it was just kind of like,
It's not gonna be a good look for me
if I'm trying to go shoot a movie right now and my wife's in labor. Right.
She would kill you.
Right? You feel me? So that was going on. And then November came. We did shoot in December.
Mm-hmm.
We shot in, that's when we was
that's
uptown.
When the Panthers Park.
Yep.
Yeah.
We was uptown.
Panther Stadium. Yeah, and Romare Barrett and
right.
Park.
So we shot in December.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't shoot October, November. We shot in December. We even shot in January.
Yeah.
And then we shot a couple scenes in January, and then I don't know, it just started going to the left.
It's just the things that happen because you're dealing with people that, you know, either getting paid a little or not getting paid at all.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody has jobs and life.
Yeah.
And you're dealing with people that have life. And it's like, okay, certain life, you know, events
take place
and you got to pause. But do you pause? Do you stop?
Right.
That's what we had to figure out. And that's what we learned was, okay, we got to find another way around it. It's just another obstacle. It's like, okay. After a while, at first we were like, dang, we were down. We're like, man, this sucks.
But then
after a while, it's like, okay, what are we gonna do? You know what I mean? We gotta figure it out. We gotta figure out a way to get this done. Whether it be rewriting something, whether it be shooting out of order that we had planned it. It was just whatever we had to do, we had to do. Mm-hmm. And that's what we ended up doing. And you got to remember, we don't have a budget. You know what I mean? That's the other thing. It's coming out of pocket. So it's like, okay, when are we going to have the cash to do this? Okay, right. We got the money to shoot this scene. How are we going to shoot this scene with this budget that we have available for ourselves? And we find a way to get it done. We go barter. You know what I mean? We went to Cure Lounge, a vape shop.
Right.
It's like, yo, can we use your spot to shoot a scene, shoot a movie? They're like, oh yeah, that'll be dope. You know what I'm saying? We'll make sure we put, you know, your signs and everything. And people, what's the other lounge that we used? There was one with Erica and Leah.
Leah. 360
Lounge.
360.
And so there's just different ways of finding it out. We had to go shoot outdoors a lot of times because we didn't have sets to shoot at. So it's like, we got to deal with weather. You know what I mean? So it's just like, and shout out to everybody that came out there and that was standing in the cold and standing in the heat. Yeah. Like, you know, we're in North Carolina, so it's cold
and hot.
You right. know what I mean? So right. it's everything. But people were soldiers and everybody was dedicated. Nelson, you know, he
driving,
was dedicated.
Like, from driving, jump.
Right. Where is he coming from?
From like Jacksonville, North Carolina, right. like to the table where he, this dude is like, he's an animal when it comes to this movie shit.
Yeah.
He's got to be like the hardest working guy. No, like as far as when it comes to like, I'm like, yo, you dropping another movie? Like this dude drops a movie every week.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, and he came.
Like real talk.
Need him.
Yeah. Right. And it's like those
that's
the kind
what
of people.
But how I found out about him. I was like, this dude is, he's a hustler. Hustling. Like he's hustling. Like he's going to make sure he's. And we just linked up and, you know, he played Davey. Mm-hmm. So it was like, I knew I wanted to work with him. And so we had Davey and then, so we had Alexis.
And then Mina, we forgot about
Mina. So, you know, Mina, we knew, I haven't been wanting to work with Erica. Because when we was doing Position of Power, she was going to be playing alone.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so we was like, all right, and just reached out to her. She was like, yo, like, you know, we had been talking about working together for a minute. And then it was like a whole thing because with how we shot it, we didn't shoot any of Mina's.
Right.
We didn't shoot any of Mina's parts until like 2017,
like year three.
Yeah. Right,
and that was and a crazy
then,
thing.
Right, you know what I'm saying? But then and then during that time she had became affiliated with SAG,
right.
So then that was a whole nother thing. So it just kept being so much that we had to like, but it made us better for all right. of it, you know. Just a lot, man, just thinking about the whole process and just thinking yeah. about everything, like
yeah.
You know, just where I had to tap into, like, mentally, as like an actor, you know, like, because I was looking at it like, all right, well, I'm playing the lead role in this feature film, and like I said, so I approach everything like, all right, well, if I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do this. So like I was reading, you know, I think I read the book Power of an Actor. It was a great book, you know. It just really showed me how to like tap in. You can actually create chemistry, how to create chemistry with character. Like it was a whole thing. And I was like really, really serious about, I was like, all right, if I'm going to be the lead actor in this movie, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've got to be able to, if I'm going to carry this movie, I got to
kill it.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It couldn't be a situation where it was like just, you know, with Mike's in this movie, like you say, it's like, so.
And then we had, when he was doing that, he also had good actors like Bren.
Bren is dope, man. Yeah. He has so much range.
He has
so much range. He could be like, he could play a comedic role. He can play like a serious role. Like he has so much range. And that was the thing. Like we had so much talent.
Right.
Like that's the thing. It was like, yo, we're going to bring in talented people, you know, to play these roles. And like everybody from Shelton to V to Dot to Nelson to Bren. Brian came in later. I actually wrote him in the script.
Oh,
he wasn't even in the script in the beginning.
Oh,
I wrote him into the script, just us talking and chopping it up. And I was like, yo, this is the OG. He played Andrea's father in the movie. And just having conversations with him, I was like, I gotta put him in the movie.
You gotta put him
and,
somewhere.
Yeah, and then wanting to show that dynamic of the black father and the black daughter. You know, I just wanted to, because that's, you know, that's close to me. So I wanted to show that. And so to bring in Tone in, to be the voice of reason,
Tone,
you know what I'm saying, for Leo.
Yeah.
And it was just so many, was just a cast of like great people that was like bringing it, you know what I'm saying, and just killing it. And it was just like, yo, I mean, being in that space, man, it really, really, it taught me a lot. It taught us a lot.
Yeah,
from directing, from producing,
everything.
To acting, the whole, to writing, like it was.
Because there were scenes where he would be acting, and it's like I had to direct him.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that was my first time doing that kind of stuff. Right.
Y'all throw me out. Okay.
Yeah, but it was something that
it was serious.
I enjoyed doing, and I wanted to try, but it was like, all right, now we got to do it.
And you got to learn on the spot.
You got to learn on the spot.
Right. There you go.
Let's do
it. Well, I enjoyed the movie. I went to the premiere. Yeah. I enjoyed it. I'm like, I would never want to be stuck in that predicament.
It's going to be a little different. I don't want to say too much. Right, it's going to be a little different because if you've seen the movie, you're like, okay, it's the storyline plays out this way. But we're going to be showing you it in a different way. And if you haven't seen it, you're still going to be able to have that feeling of everybody that saw it the first time. You know, it's just going to be longer. And it's going to be over the course of three to four part, you know what I'm saying, episodes.
Mm-hmm. Can't wait.
It's definitely, it's going to be something because it's, through all of it, we can look back and see the men that it made us,
right.
The filmmakers, you know, that it made us, because it was a lot. Like it was a lot.
Which is the process of just getting here.
And that's why it's like you said, it's like our baby. Cause it's like, it took a lot to bring that thing out and to birth it and to bring it to fruition. It just took a lot of perseverance on both of our parts, and really the cast, everybody.
Yeah,
it took a lot of, because everybody had to sacrifice. You know,
everybody
what I mean?
Had
and
to
that's
sacrifice.
The one thing about that I learned was from like making that kind of film, where it's like people call it shoestring budget. I call it a no shoestring budget. Right. Like we didn't even have shoestrings. It was just like getting it done, and everybody was professional and showed up on time. You know what I mean? People that. Right. Just were acting for the passion and because they wanted to their opportunity.
Right.
And everybody put in that hard work. And that's what I really remember about that and appreciate. It was like, man, everybody is sacrificing. You know what I mean? Yeah. Waking up early, staying late.
Yeah.
Like, man, some nights were mornings. You know what I mean?
Nights turn I don't even know what time it is.
Right.
Yeah. It was definitely, like you say, you really found out who was about that life. Mm. And, you know, it showed us what, like, we were about. I mean, because, like, going through that process and then, like, after the process, like, by the time we actually premiered the movie, man, like that night, it was like, this is supposed to be, like, the biggest night of my career. And, got a fever. It was so much going on. It was so much going on. And then like afterwards, you know, just you reach that mountaintop. So it's like you set this goal of I want to create this feature film. We want to create this feature film. And one of the main things they taught me in film school was the main thing with a feature is once you start it, you gotta finish it. That's it. It's like you just gotta finish it. And so that's what always stuck in the back of my mind. And we found a way to be able to get it done. And so when you set that goal and then you run the campaigns for the premiere, and then you have the premiere and it's this big success.
Right. That definitely made it worth it.
It definitely made it worth it. But I tell you what, afterwards, I was mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, I was exhausted. Mm. Like I literally had nothing left. Like it was All-Star Week going on and I was literally at home in the bed. Like I can't move, like I can't go anywhere, I can't do anything because my body shut down. Mm. And I just didn't want to do, I couldn't do like anything else. And it took me to a space to where afterwards you kind of like, well, man, we achieved this. Now it's like, where do you go from here? Like, where do you go from here? Like, you accomplished what you set out to do. And so it's kind of like, then you start questioning yourself, well, was it that good? Or is it this, like, and this, it just, I know for me personally, it put me into a space. And it was just kind of like for a while, I just kind of disconnected from the filmmaking process. And that was different for me. Like I had never, it was different for me. Like, I had never been in that. But since I started, it was always like, well, let's go. And I had just kind of disconnected from it because it was just like, I don't know. I just felt like, I don't know if I have anything else to give right now, you know? And if I, yeah, like really. And so it was kind of like, I remember one day after all of it, this was later on. I just remember like seeing Cleve one day and I was just like, yo, man, thank you. He was like, what would you talk about, Mike? And I was just like, yo, bro, like, thank you. Because he had like, I think it was a campaign. It was something that he was doing, but he was doing it without me being like, yo, we need to do this, or yo, we need to do that, or blah, 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 you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it was just done. And it was just like, for me, it was just such a big relief because it was just like, I literally was like done. I literally had disconnected from the filmmaking process for a little while. And that was, like I say, because so people was like, yo, I was just like,
I think that's one of our, but on the real, like, I think that's one of, I remember that now that you said that.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of our connections. I don't know if it goes back to when we first met and the time we spent together though, but like, I didn't know that.
Right.
But I knew, like, it just felt like, okay, you know what I'm saying? I needed to do this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it just felt like that. I don't know why, but it just felt like
you
that.
Guys,
you know
are
what I'm
in
saying?
Sync.
Yeah, it was just like that kind of connection. And it wasn't nothing. I wasn't thinking about it like, you know, it was just like, all right, well, I'm just gonna do this. You know, it needs to be done. We do it. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of how, that is how we get down. It's like,
yeah,
if something needs to get done, we do it. If we need help doing it, then we say, hey, we need help doing it. But it's gonna get done. You know?